Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Brandon and Shelby. You're on 97.1. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Good.
So one thing about this year is the secondary is crazy. So every time, like, the quarterback, even though he has time to throw the ball, I mean, Branches stepped up, Joseph stepped up, Arnold stepped up. But the one thing is, the beginning of the season, you saw a bunch of penalties on us. There hasn't been that many penalties. Like, they've kind of come to and kind of got away from the penalties.
So I'd like to see recent numbers. So as far as penalty by infraction, I know the Lions, what was it? They put that up last week. They were like third most defensive penalties in the NFL. But you might be right. Week to week, it might be down.
It seems like they've gotten better at that. Like, at the beginning of the season, they were like, I know Arnold is a rookie, but I mean, he's gotten better at not hitting the player before the ball, you know, and it just seems like they've gotten better and better. So every time they've thrown the ball, you don't feel like the other team's going to be wide open.
I did. You know what I did find funny, Brandon? I'm glad you brought it up. Is Terrion Arnold at the beginning of the year was getting all the pass interferences, and we were getting calls from people going, Arnold's got to cut down on the penalty. Arnold's got to cut down. And I'm like, yeah, of course he does. He's a rookie. He's playing against the best receivers week in and week out that he would face one or two times a year in college. There's going to be a level of adjustment, and how the game's officiated at this level and how you should, you know, approach it as a player. And yeah. So him struggling, and I put that in quotes, as you know, at the beginning of his career, is no surprise. Detroit still leads the league, however, in pass interference calls. They've had 12 through 8 games. Denver and the Jets have had 10 through 9 games. So,
and I'm curious to see how many they had through the first, you know, because I know they probably led the league in pass interferences by a bunch in the beginning, but it kind of dwindled towards the end, I'm thinking, because...
No, it definitely feels like they've cut down on the PIs, the defensive pass interference. It definitely feels like that. And yeah, Terrion Arnold was getting busted all the time for it to start the season. But he's played very well lately. I think he's stepped up his game, and I think we're going to look back at the pick and see in a couple of years and see this guy's a really, really good corner.
But my instinct, though, I think he's right. I think there have been fewer of late. All right, let's get more from Ben Johnson, Lions offensive coordinator. We played for you him talking about how tough Houston was to play against. He was asked to put in perspective. This is what Burchie was talking about. Can you put in perspective what's going on with Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown with 30 consecutive completed passes on 30 consecutive targets? Here's what Ben Johnson said. So, yeah, that terminology, I can see you going one for one 18 consecutive times. I mean, when a quarterback can execute, when the coordinator's drawing up great plays, when the receivers understand the route trees, when the offensive line provides protection.
When you're efficient, yep. March right down the field.
All right, one more here from Ben Johnson, Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, speaking with the media yesterday. And How do you split the touches between the running backs? Here's what he had to say. There you go. Lions run. Return of the running back, man. Last year, year and a half, it feels like the running back position, it's back, baby. It's back.
I'm glad it's back because they've always been important to the offense. And for whatever reason, it just felt like 6-7 years ago, teams just stopped paying them. Like, we don't have to pay you. And like, what? We're not, and they weren't using them as much. They were doing it in the aggregate with several running backs as opposed to having the bell cow. We don't see many bell cows anymore. But now it is starting to come back. Christian McCaffrey and Derrick Henry, guys getting contracts. Who just got the contract the other day? There's running backs are getting paid now, and good for them. They deserve to be paid because it felt like they were disposable for a while.
It still might be. I wonder what's going to happen when these guys. Is Montgomery, he's on a second contract. He's already signed, so.
Yeah, he signed his extension.
Yeah. Lions still value it. Brett is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brett?
Hey, you guys. I wanted to piggyback off of the conversation you just had talking about Tyrion Arnold, pass interference and things like that. The one thing that's always been I've been able to be optimistic about and not worrying about the pass interference calls early on in his career, he's step for step with these guys. So he's in such close contact at when the ball's arriving that he's even able to kind of, you know, be in these predicaments. And to me, just having someone who has that level of instinct, his athleticism, his capabilities to be able to run with these ones when he gets paired up with them, we've not had that. So, like, the difference between what we're trying to get him to learn, which is just, again, like 1 or 2% of just little bit less aggression or timing on hands and ball arrival versus what we were dealing with like Okuda, what you're dealing with Sutton. We're in such a good place right now in hitting on that draft pick and that position specifically that it just there should be so much optimism about what type of a player he can be and looking at what one more year for Brian Branch has done. So like that to me is just. Well, that's where I'm looking at.
Here's something about Tyrion Arnold, okay? I'm going to run down his penalties this year, and it won't take forever. Week one, there were 2 defensive pass interferences back on September 8th. In week 2, another defensive pass interference and a face mask penalty. In week 3, another pass interference. Week 4, a holding, and a pass interference. That was September 30th. Mm. That was his last pass interference call. September 30th. He's been flagged once since September 30th, and get this. It was for offensive holding on a punt return. He held a guy on a fair catch that cost him half the distance to the goal. Since September 30th, Tyrion Arnold has not been flagged once for a defensive penalty. So if you want, the caller said it feels like they're doing better. Here's a prime example of a player that is absolutely... Well, he's played better, I guess. It's the simple way to look at it.
That's great stats. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thank you for calling. I was looking at this. I'm like, wait a sec. Offensive holding? And it was in the Green Bay game. It was a punt that was fair caught by Khalif Raymond on the 12. It got marched off to the 6. Yes. So,
did they end up scoring on that drive?
Did the Lions end up scoring on that? I don't think
or
so.
Or did they quickly go out?
I think they went 3-and-out. That was a 3-and-out and punt it back. Actually, it was a 3-and-out and punt it back. So
damn penalties.
It was when Jack Fox got off the 60-yarder from when they were on their own 15.
Oh, sure. Sure. That one time.
Yeah. Okay, time for If I Bet It. Now, just before we get started, Gator is against the number 32-19.
That's correct.
Against the number. I am 27-24. We're both 5-4 in our locks. Gator, I'm 15-12 in college football. Gator is 18-6 in the NFL against the number. Are you ready, my friend?
I am ready.
Here we go. Years ago, we called this If I Bet It. It was when OJ came out with the book If I Did It, and it was because betting was illegal. And so we didn't want to say we were betting.
So it was murder, by the way.
I mean, it was if he did it,
right,
guys.
Right.
This is what he would have done.
But now, murder is still illegal. Betting is not. But I think Cincinnati's going to murder West Virginia this week. -4.5 West Virginia's quarterback is hurt. That is my car house lock of the week.
He's hurt, but he's alive, right?
Yes, he is alive.
Look, we're going to start strong. Yep. You just that's your car house lock of the week, huh? Cincinnati?
Yep.
I'm going to start strong too, Doug. Tonight, UCLA is hosting Iowa. UCLA is getting 6.5 points. I'm going to take Iowa giving him up.
Wow.
It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Go Hawkeyes.
Next up, I'm going to the Big Ten. Did you just lay 6.5?
I did.
Did we just become best friends? I'm laying 6.5 with Minnesota. That sounds weird.
Let's not say we're laying 6.5.
Together. Best friends.
I'll take Minnesota -6.5 at Rutgers.
I like that bet. I do like that. I only went in the Big Ten once this week. I already revealed it. So now I'm going to move on, go to the ACC. Miami, they're a juggernaut. They now see that they've got some work to do when it comes to the college football playoff. They're giving up 11 points at Georgia Tech. I don't think much of the Ramblin' Wreck. I do think a lot of Miami, they can score points in bunches, and they're figuring things out that they have got to keep the pedal down. They will take out Georgia Tech by more than 11.
Okay, a couple things about this. Because I like Miami as well, and when I looked it up, it was 10.5. So let's sort that out. But Georgia Tech, to add to it, might not have their quarterback for this game. So, yes, I agree with you. I like Miami a lot tonight, -10.5.
Okay, well, you researched that. I will give my last college game, and it is BYU at Utah. This is always a big matchup between these two teams. A great rivalry out there in the great state of Utah. I'm going to go with BYU -3. Again, for a lot of the same reasons. BYU's got a lot to prove here. They want to run the table. And Utah is not the Utah you thought they were to begin this season with Cam Rising out. I like BYU -3.
Shifting to the NFL, I got Arizona at home getting a point against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like that too. That's nice. It's not one of my games, but I do like where your head's at. Buffalo is at Indianapolis. There's no Keon Coleman in this one for Buffalo. However, they've got other players that are going to be ready to go, and they're just better than Indianapolis is. Giving up 4 points is not an issue. I like Buffalo -4 at Indy.
From the NFL, Denver's getting 9 going to Kansas City. I think a bit of a letdown for Kansas City. I'll take Denver +9.
Philadelphia is at Dallas. The Eagles are giving up 7.5 points. I have a feeling this spread is going to keep going up and up and up because of the situation Dallas is in. There's no Dak Prescott. Looks like he may have tore his hamstring, even perhaps off the bone. Philly -7.5. I like how they're playing, and I don't like how Dallas is playing. So go ahead and give up those points.
Hope Hurts is healthy there because I agree with you on that. Although I am not playing that game. I'm taking the Rams -1. The Stafford kid gets a job done against the Tua kid. Rams -1 against the Dolphins.
Lastly, Doug, the Detroit Lions are on the road at Houston to take on the Texans. The Lions giving up 3.5 points in this one. I like their ability to run the football, control the game, score a lot of points offensively, and take care of business, improve on a season day 8-1. Go Lions
-3.5 at Houston.
Look at you, big dog. All right, we got Kang always likes one pick and hates on one pick. Which one do you like the most this week?
Well, Doug, you had Miami -10.5. Gator, you had a -11. I got him at -10.75. So that's actually really strange. We got three different numbers there. But I like that pick, guys. Make it 3-for-3 in that one. Take Miami minus the points.
All right. And which one do you hate?
All right, Doug, I'm going to go to you in the NFL here. Gator, if you notice a trend with Doug in the NFL games, he picked against quarterbacks that annoy him. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Tua. I think you don't bet with your heart, my friend, or you bet with your head. So I'm going to go Jets are going to beat Arizona. They're going to start winning some games and make it kind of close for the playoffs here. Doug, bet with your head, man.
Yeah, it's really funny. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, sure you did.
Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I'm annoyed with him. Mahomes, I'm annoyed with him. And
Doug's going to drive to Indiana, halfway through Indiana. He's going to go, damn it, he's right.
There it is. That is if I bet it. Do with those what you will. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.